T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And the Eagles, the only undefeated team in the National Football League.
Wow, that sounds pretty sweet. Could you say that again, please?
And the Eagles will remain the only undefeated team in the National Football League with a 4-0 record.
There you go. There
it is.
Maryland Mike, yes, 4-0, the undefeated Eagles, just as I predicted, Ike. This is going to be easy wins early, division, right to the number one seed in the NFC, which, like, the thing about it is, as well as they're playing right now, you pointed this out earlier, the Cowboys are 3-1. Like, we thought that the Cowboys, when Dak goes down, it's like, oh, well, they're in trouble. Mm-hmm. No, actually, they've been very good.
And they're hanging in there. Yeah. And, I mean, obviously, listen, we look at the schedule and we're trying to figure out, okay, where's the next Eagles tough game and so on and so forth. And not to look past the Arizona Cardinals. I'm not trying to look past the Arizona Cardinals. But, yeah, you know that game is looming in a few weeks. And, you know, that will probably be the next big test they have. Yep. Right? You're talking about beating down the Cowboys, a team that's had our number in recent years. It's our divisional rival. And so they're like, okay, and Dak could be coming back that game. It's on national TV. Sunday night football. It's going to be a huge game. Everybody will be watching. Man, the pregame is going to be crazy. I'm going to need to wear a seatbelt that entire pregame show because it's going to be crazy that night. I think we're wearing are we wearing black uniforms that night?
At the black helmet?
Yeah, maybe, I guess, yeah. I mean, they got to find some of these games to pick out to wear them in. So yep. I would imagine that's a nationally televised game. I wouldn't be surprised there. So, yeah, I mean, that's going to be a big game. But we got to take care of the Cardinals first.
One game at a time, baby. That's the only way I live.
One game at a time. It's our first trip to Arizona. We'll be back in February.
You're damn right. We're staying at Rod Lakin's relative's house, our program director. Let Chickies cater your next party. Have the Crab Fry Express food truck while your guest. Details online, chickiesandpeace.com. Right back to the phones after. Will you be watching the Manning cast tonight, Ike Reese? If you are.
I will not.
You will see actor John Hamm. You will see
know who that is.
Steph Curry.
Oh, I know who that is. The chef?
Yeah, and you will see guest number one, Jalen Hurts. On the Manning cast tonight.
Wow.
I'm sipping on some rat poison, Jalen. it's a Nick Saban line, right? The rat poison, and it's something that Jalen's been very good about, which is like he's paying attention, but he's not paying attention. You know what I mean?
Well, he doesn't pay attention to the bad things.
Right. Which is good.
Yes.
Is this taking a taste of the rat poison? Enjoying some of the 4-0 start?
A little bit.
Yeah?
A little bit.
That's all right.
All right. Well, listen, as long as you keep playing, I mean, you keep winning, it's going to be hard to keep the spotlight off of you. I mean, that's just how it is. And so in the NFL, it's a great story. It's a great storyline. Philadelphia is obviously a huge market. And the Eagles are a cool team. Eagles are a cool team, man. And we're the only unbeaten team remaining. And, you know, if they keep running up these W's the way that they are, it's going to be hard to keep the national spotlight out of here. So, you know, Jalen is going to have to, theoretically, when he says don't taste the rat poison or eat the rat poison, really what he's saying is don't believe the hype. I mean, he lives in a social media world, so he can't block out everything that's being said positive about him. But you can't allow it to affect how you approach the game, how you approach coming to work every day, your preparation. That's the rat poison, is when you allow it to
affect you, your job.
You start taking shortcuts, or, you know, your I guess the humbleness and humility and all those things start to go away, and you start to believe those press clippings that you're seeing and what's out there in Twitter sphere. So he's not new to the spotlight. He played at Bama. He went to Oklahoma. He's a Heisman Trophy runner-up. So it's not like he's never been in the spotlight.
Right.
So I have less concern about him than I do with the others, because every player on the team doesn't have Jalen's personality and disposition.
Right.
Some guys will love the spotlight, will love to be out there in the spotlight and doing a little bit more. So then you have to worry, are they taking care of their job and their business the way they need to every week?
And that's why you need the leaders on the team. Like, every week so far, Brandon's talked about making sure this doesn't affect practice habits and how hard you're working and getting ready for the next game.
Well, that's the good thing, is they have gone through this. So they know those, you know, Fletcher, Brandon, Lane, Jason Kelsey, those guys have been here, and they hold a big voice in that locker room.
By the way, Lane, real fast, Baldy put out a breakdown. He said Lane threw a no-hitter yesterday. Mm-hmm. Trayvon Walker, he had over on his side, and he was so good.
I didn't even know he played yesterday.
Yeah, you wouldn't have known.
Yeah. And I watched him, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm making sure I'm looking at him. 44 out there, and Baldy's right. I don't think he sniffed Jalen the whole day. I didn't hear his name called the whole day.
All right, let's go back to the phones.
I mean, Lane just does what he does.
And
it doesn't get the recognition for it.
Yeah, I saw someone tweet that out. How good he's been for as long as he's been, he really doesn't get the accolades that a lot of people do.
Yep.
He every year dominates.
Every year.
This is a big comp, but is he better than Runyon?
Yes.
Yes. Wow. Yeah, and Runyon was good for a long time, but yeah, he is.
Yeah, Runyon was the one thing I loved about John. John's was a overachiever, hard worker, got the most out of his ability. Not saying that Lane doesn't. Lane just has more ability. That's why he's the fourth pick in the draft. That's the type of ability that he has. John was more of a hard worker. I think he was a fourth-round pick.
Yeah, he wasn't a high pick.
Yeah, third or fourth-round pick, so he worked to get up there to where he was. That's all. Lane is a more natural athlete. And so, as long as he's healthy, Lane, you may be looking at what Jason Peters did.
I mean,
as long as he doesn't get that recognition because he plays right tackle.
Right.
But he's that caliber of player, for sure.
Yeah, he is. Let's go to our buddy Bruce in D.C. Hi, Bruce. How are you?
Johnny Marks. Ike Reese, you know what I want, man. Give me some of that Ike juice, man.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
That's what I'm talking about. Victory Monday. Hey, look, just a real quick revisit from last week. A big shout-out to you guys holding Mad Mike and Chuck from Mount Airy on accountability. You know, y'all talking about I was storming at the mouth. Now the reason why. You know the reason why I was storming at the mouth? Because, look at what Jalen is doing for us now. And then they came out, you know, I'm going to say a shout out back to Chuck because, hey, look, he came around and he said, look, you know what? I'm with Jalen. You didn't shift gears, you know. You didn't admit, and you don't have to admit that you're wrong about anything. You don't have to apologize. You know, hey, Johnny Marks is always wrong about stuff. He don't apologize
always.
For Jack.
Yep.
But he doesn't apologize. So it's okay, fellas. Keep that rivalry going. You know, between amongst yourselves, because it's entertaining, but just don't do it at Jalen's expense, because he is the truth, okay? So, anyway, I want to get that off my chest. So, back to this Eagles, man. Oh, man, awesome victory. This is one of those hard-fought wins, and you want to see him win like this. You definitely want to see him win like this, for sure. The only thing, I think that they have all the tools to get to a 6-0 run, we'll see. Next week, we'll just take it one step at a time. But I'm telling you, the two things. Trey Sermon, man, look, get this guy in. Sit doggone Scott down. He needs to play more. He is our thumper. You get him behind Jalen from what he showed. He had almost 9 yards to carry on the limited carries. I'm telling you, we are going to take our running game is going to go to the next level for sure. But Man, the only knock I got is, oh, my God, Sirianni, look, you should have kicked that field goal. Sometimes you got to tune down your situational aggressiveness. We should have kicked that field goal, and he went for it. Tone it down. You know, get some balance to when you're aggressive to keep this game. Because the Eagles should have had 32 points. You know, he gave away when he didn't have to be. And that's all I got. You know, that's it in a nutshell.
All right, Bruce. All right. Great stuff, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, like whatever that was, the Minnesota game, we had like a couple of complaints, right? Like we're always going to have complaints about something the coach does, something the quarterback does, or whatever.
And it gets in a victory, it sometimes gets overlooked. If they had lost the game, those are things we would be harping on.
Yep. You lose A.J. Brown, didn't try to make a tackle or whatever. We
don't care
about
a bigger story. Yes.
Yeah, it becomes a bigger story. All right, right back to the phones. But, hey, listen, Philadelphia Flyers home opener at the Wells Fargo Center. October 13th, right around the corner.
Ooh.
Be there to see the Flyers kick off the season when they take on the New Jersey Devils. All fans in attendance get a Flyers T-shirt. Presented by Smartwater. Get your tickets now, PhiladelphiaFlyers.com. October 13th, home opener.
Did I see something that the Nets playing the Sixers tonight?
Yeah, so where is the game, Jack? I know Ben's going to be playing against the Sixers, so where's the game?
I think it's up in Brooklyn. It's definitely not here.
Definitely
or is it
not
in
here.
Or is it in South Carolina?
Ah.
Sometimes they do the games.
Yeah. Could be.
It has it as a Brooklyn home game, but okay. I'm not sure if it's like at the Barclays Center.
Right. So what do you think they're playing? Over in Queens, New York or something? What do you mean? Where else would they be playing if it's not the Barclays Center?
Rucker Park.
I guess it would be.
Exactly,
Jack,
yes.
Are you Rucker going up Park. To boo them or are you going to take the night off?
Taking the night off. We've got a more important
thing. We've got a baseball game to watch, baby.
But all I think it is televised. So.
It is? I'm sure it is, yeah.
Yeah, so what am I watching? Am I watching the Phillies clinch? A playoff spot tonight? Am I watching the Niners, Rams, or Ben Simmons taking on the Sixers?
I would say if I had two TVs, Ben Simmons doesn't make the – I'm flipping back and forth, but I have less interest in –
It's a good chance I'll be watching Niners, Rams. I got a parlay going tonight.
Yeah. I don't have a parlay, but there's a good chance I'll be flipping between the Phillies and that. I'll be watching the Manning cast. I got to hear what Jalen has to say. Let's see.
Yeah, right. Something tells me I'm going to hear a lot of that tomorrow.
Something tells me you're going to hear a lot of that tomorrow. So the Phillies need to win. They need to win one game, or the Brewers need to lose one game. The magic number is one, and it's clinched. The problem is in this series, Jack, you have Lance McCullers against Nola tonight. We know how Nola is in
Knowles.
Games. And then you have Verlander going for him tomorrow, and then a dude named Frambar Valdez – I clicked on his name, I'm like, holy crap, he's 16-6 with a low ERA. Like, this guy's good. So let's just get a win tonight so we don't have to do this. Arizona's at Milwaukee. And by the way, Milwaukee, thank you. The Brewers, they lost a couple of games to the Marlins over the weekend.
They don't want to go to the playoffs.
They don't. And nope. I don't want to have to rely on the last game of the season.
Nope. Let's get this over with now.
Tonight.
So we can already make plans for the rest of the week.
Yes, exactly. And Jack will be excited popping IPAs and spraying
popping
them on
bottles,
yourself.
Popping bottles.
How you feel, Jack?
4,014 days. 4,014 freaking days it's been since I've seen playoff.
Let's go!
It won't be in Philadelphia, but whatever. Playoff baseball.
It'll be on the TV in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Whenever I get this geeked, they always let me down. And I'm very nervous. I'm trying to protect myself, but I can't wait. Like, I saw the Padres celebration last night. They're all drinking in the clubhouse. Like, I need that.
Now, also, are the Phillies a game and a half behind the Padres?
A game behind the Padres.
Yeah. And they hold the tiebreaker, right?
Yeah, but then it comes down to, like, would you rather go to St. Louis or go to New York?
I'm going to play St. Louis.
Yeah. I would rather play St. Louis. Although the Mets haven't been impressive.
They've been falling apart a little bit.
They fell apart a little bit.
We owe the Cardinals, though, man.
For 11?
Damn right we do.
Yeah, for 11.
Payback.
That's right.
Payback. All right, let's go to.
Plus, I can't. I don't want to lose to the damn Mets.
Yeah, I don't want you because the Mets will crush us. And that rat Evan Roberts up there will be
exactly.
The good part is that Zach Gallen pitches tomorrow for the D-backs, who is a Philly guy. And if he's really a Philly guy, really an Eagles fan, he goes out and pitches a complete game shutout against the Brewers.
Yeah, which would be very nice.
Yes.
We'll see. Let's go to Mike in Marlton. Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
What's up, dude?
What's up, Mike?
So I don't want to be the bearer of bad news or anything, but I just kind of have to because everything's going so well. So is no one, like, going to push the panic button when the Cardinals went 7-0 last year and then just fell apart? As well as I remember when I was a kid watching, like, the Carolina Panthers go 14-0. I love winning, but at the same time, I kind of want to get kicked in the mouth a little bit. And it was good going down 14-0 yesterday, but I still don't feel like that's enough. And I know that our talent that we're playing against just isn't like last year, and it's kind of frustrating. Like, do you kind of agree with what I'm saying in the sense of, like, I want better competition, but we can't really get that? Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah. Yeah. That's that's why it's weird being in this position, because being able to handle this every week and have a realistic view of your football team, when you start off 4-0 against some of the opponents that we've started off, it's almost like you don't want to believe they are as good as you think they are. And unfortunately, Mike, we don't make the schedule, so they may rack up a bunch of wins versus teams that aren't necessarily going to be in the playoffs. But, I mean, the Cowboys in a couple of weeks, you'll see Dak. I think Dak's going to play in that game.
They'll get some tests before the end of the season. But to your point, you're looking for the measuring stick. To say, you know what?
I know what you're saying.
This is a great team. And
right.
I mean, so, listen, the Cowboys game's going to be tough. Going to Arizona's not going to be easy. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. No. And the last thing I want to say real quick, you guys were talking about John Ritchie earlier. John was talking about how his team went 4-0, and then they went on to lose four games. But bear with me. They went to the Super Bowl. I'm not saying we're going to, but I definitely think this team's got the chops and the makeup. Just can't eat that rat poison.
Okay.
All right, there you go. No rat poison.
So John was talking about his team going 4-0 and then lost four. He must have been talking about the Raiders.
Yes.
Huh.
So they lost four in a row the 2002, I guess, because that would have been the year they went to the Super Bowl.
I know the Ravens that year. Oh, no, that was the year before. Oh, he's talking about the game when they went to the Super Bowl against Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I guess. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's probably talking about that team. Huh. That Ravens team in 2000, I know they were 4-4 at one point, and they benched Tony Banks.
Yep.
That's when they went to Trent Dilfer, and then they went on to win the Super Bowl. I don't remember that Raiders team, what they were during the regular season.
Yeah, so they went 4-0. They beat, I don't know any of these teams what they were, but Seahawks, Steelers, Titans, Bills. Mm-hmm. And then they lost at the Rams versus the Chargers, at KC, and versus the Niners. But then they won five straight after they lost four straight.
Okay.
Streaky.
That's a good team.
Yeah.
An older team, that Raiders team.
Yeah, Rich Gannon kind of came into his own as a veteran in his 30s.
Tim Brown. Jerry Rice. Who was the
running back?
They had another receiver, Jerry Porter, I think.
Was Jerry Porter then?
I think he was on that team, wasn't he?
He was good.
I forget. Their running backs were like Zach Crockett.
I was going to think Zach Crockett.
Yeah.
Had
Charlie Garner was on that team.
Oh, man. I love
Tyrone Wheatley.
Yep. Yeah, they had a good Thunder.
They beat us that year.
They were 11-5.
It's the only time I got a chance playing against Jerry Rice.
That was it that year?
Yeah, that year.
Did he put up some numbers?
Oh, no, they ran the ball against us. Yeah. It was a rainy day.
Huh.
Yeah. The only time I got to play against Jerry Rice, Tim Brown.
Charlie Garner led that team in rushing, almost 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
Ty Wheatley, Zach Crockett, you said. Terry Kirby.
Terry Kirby. Oh, man, that's a name.
Tim Brown, Jerry Porter, Jerry Rice. Yep.
That old West Coast offense.
Jerry Rice had 92 catches for 1,200 yards.
At
50. 40. At 40. At 40. Man. I don't think people realize how good.
Yeah,
Jerry Rice was in his 40s was catching the John Ritchie that season. Let me see if I can pull up his numbers. 10 receptions for 66 yards.
Ooh, 6 yards a catch?
Yeah.
Fullback in the flats?
No carries.
No, we don't want to give him the ball to carry. That little F to the flats, the fullback to the flats. We'll give him that in the West Coast offense.
Oh yeah,
Tom Rathman.
Kevin Turner with the Eagles. Yep. Yeah, and that was John Gruden. John Gruden loved Kevin Turner. He definitely did.
Love that West Coast offense.
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, live from Chickens and Pete's. 215-592-9494.
Cecil Martin in the flats.
Cecil the Diesel. Tonight, Chiggy's and Pete's Brandon Graham Show, followed by the Players Lounge. In the lounge tonight, joining Ike Reese and
Elliot. The King is here.
The Kobe Dean. Is Howard here?
The King is here.
There he is.
What did you think of Howard's hat yesterday, Ike?
Howard had a hat on?
Yeah. It was not a good look.
No?
No. Your hat.
Your hat yesterday, Howard.
Yeah, it's like a 16-year-old should wear that hat or an 18-year-old.
He's trying to look like Spike, I thought.
Yeah.
Oh, he was trying to look cool. All right. There you go. Coming up next, we'll get back to some phone calls.
Complaining that it was raining yesterday.
Oh, no.
He said, out the Wambulance.
I was listening to some of the broadcasts. I went over to the grocery store at halftime, and, of course, you can never get back in time. So I heard Howard sounding grumpy on the way back. Yep.
Did you hear Sirianni on the hot mic?
I could not, no.
Oh,
could
hold
not.
On here.
This was a tough game. No doubt about it.
Telling me they could come to our huddle? He did so!
They're screaming that. They could come to our huddle? Yeah, but not to your house.
That's funny.
I tell you, Nick can't catch a break, man.
He gets pissed or ticked off, excuse me. 215-592.
Yes, did we tell you to stop saying that?
94-90. But that's not the one that got me in trouble.
Oh, I know.
Top 5 of 5 with Jack. Jack's giving out game balls again for the fourth time this year. Who gets them? Find out coming up next. We'll get back to your phone calls as well, your reaction. 4-0 Eagles. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.